Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Buffs podcast. My name is Jake Schwanitz, and off the top, we are brought to you by the American Raptors. American Raptors are Rugby USA's newest rugby team. Head on over to AmericanRaptors.com, get your free ticket for one of their games, or stream all of their games free on the site. Again, that is www.AmericanRaptors.com. Thank you, American Raptors, for sponsoring today's episode. And on today's show, we have a guest. We have Mike Luke from PHNX Wildcats. We have a conversation with him about the Buffs and about the Wildcats. That's going to be our preview for this weekend's game. We're also going to hear, or I will tell you what I heard from Carl Durrell and Casey Roddick after practice on Wednesday. We got some good lineup information on both sides of the ball that I will be giving to you guys. And then we'll just wrap everything up with a few thoughts on the back end after we speak to Mike. Just go back to the Wednesday press conferences, though. Carl Durrell, one of the first things that he talked about was Trent Carrizosa will be remaining at punter. Ashton Logan has not returned from his injury just yet. Also, it seems like we're going to see a lot more rotation on the defensive line in terms of players coming in and out. I do not know if that means freshmen or not. We have seen some freshman players step in late in games and in some situations at times in the front seven. But I don't know if we'll see the type of freshman influx that we've seen at other positions at the defensive line. But expect to see some different players rotating in and out of the front seven this week. And then we asked about Deion Smith. I told you guys I would try to get an update for you. Deion Smith has not been made available to the media over the past week. We've asked Durrell about Deion Smith's workload. He didn't really get into specifics about Deion, just said that him, Charlie, Anthony Hangerson, Jay Lee Stacks is going to be back this week also. That's his rotation of backs. So that's about all he really said about that. I still don't know exactly what's going on with Deion Smith or why he's not playing as much. Perhaps we'll find out in the near future. On to Casey Roddick. He was moved to right tackle last week in the middle of the UCLA game. I asked him if he's going to be staying there moving forward. He was actually moved to left guard, so that's where he's been practicing all week. I expect we'll see him line up there. And then Jake Wiley has been moved back to right tackle. He will be protecting Owen McCown's blind side this weekend against Arizona. We'll see exactly how long that lasts and if we get any other offensive line reshuffling that we saw last week. I can't imagine we'll see anything super drastic, but maybe you see Casey Roddick move around again at some point, just like we did last week. I want to talk to you guys real quick, though, before we get to Mike Luke, about our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. Breckenridge Brewery has been one of our sponsors for quite a while now. They are the official beer of DNVR. They have beers on tap and regular seltzers are being sold in the bar also. Head on over to breckbrew.com. Find a beer near you. Also, shout out to their Hootenanny. That is going to be coming up very, very soon on October 8th and 9th. Keep it tuned here to Everything DMVR. We'll let you guys know what we have going on with that. We'll give more information and we'll have some giveaways as we approach that date, October 8th and 9th. Shout out to Breckenridge Brewery. Also, shout out to DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Last night we had the Bengals and the Miami Dolphins. The Bengals were 4-point favorites. They end up winning that game by double digits. We need another pick of the week this week. So this week I am going to go back to the NFL. We already told you about Broncos plus 2 earlier in the week. It's up to 2.5 now. So if you still are on the Broncos for this weekend, you get a 0.5 now in your favor as opposed to Monday's 2-point spread. Let's go to Houston, though. The Houston Texans are taking on the LA Chargers at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Houston are 5-point dogs at home. Give me the dogs, man. The Chargers dealing with a lot of injuries. They just keep losing players. They're dropping like flies. If you're feeling brave enough, the money line is plus 195, but I like Texans plus 5. That is our pick of the week second pick of the week, I should say, for DraftKings Sportsbook. To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped up same game parlays once per game day all season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DMVR to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code DMVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, so we are going to bring in Mike Luke and get our preview underway for this weekend's game. Without further ado, here is Mike Luke. Joining me now on the DMVR Buffs podcast, or I guess the PHNX Wildcats podcast, depending on what you feed you're on. My name is Jake Schwanitz. I'm joined by Mike Luke of PHNX Wildcats. How you doing, Mike?
Not too bad, Jake. Great to meet you, my man.
Yeah, you too, man. Time to get some all-city talk going with the Buffs and the Wildcats. Of course, last year's game, I mean, I don't even know if you can get very much different last year to this year. It was a 34-0 win for the Buffs in a game that they were favored by 6 points. This week, the Wildcats are favored by 17.5. It seems like the programs have completely flip-flopped. I want to start talking about Arizona, though, and Jaden Delore and Jacob Cowing. It seems like those two guys have made a world of difference for the Wildcats. What can you tell me about them, Mike?
I mean, honestly, it's funny because I was up in Colorado for the game last year, and I remember telling the DNVR people that thought, you know, hey, Arizona can win this game. And I'm like, oh, we have no chance of winning this game whatsoever. So, again, I know what it's like to be arguably the worst team in Power 5. But Jed Fish has done an amazing job overhauling the talent. Again, the defense is still really, really rough for sure. But you just look offensively. You got Jaden Delora, who you brought in, who is who's been, you know, everything that I think people hoped you would, the Pac-12 freshman of the year would be. And then you got Jacob Cowing, who is probably one of the two or three best wide receivers in the league right now. They've been in a great connection. The passing game has just been light years better than what it was last year at this point. You got three really good receivers. You got a nice little running game as well. Offensively, it feels weird to say this for Arizona fans, but Arizona's good offensively. And that's, you know, for, like I said, when you lose 20 straight games, you're not used to people saying anything about you was good, but Arizona's good offensively for sure.
Yeah, those two have made a dynamic duo. And as you mentioned, I mean, if not amongst the best in the league, the best in the Pac-12 in terms of a quarterback wide receiver connection. Mm-hmm. Did you expect this coming into the year from Delore and Cowing?
I want to say that I was, Jake, that's a great question. I want to say that I was cautiously optimistic. I didn't think that they, because, I mean, again, Jaden Delora was the Pac-12 freshman of the year last year, so obviously he's got some gravitas there. And Cowing caught for 1,400 yards at UTEP, but, you know, UTEP's obviously a drastically different level of competition than in the Pac-12. But I don't know that I thought they would be quite this good, but I did have high expectations for them, but they both surpassed that for sure. You factor in as well that Dorian Singer and T-Mac, five-star wide receiver that Arizona brought in. You know, it's been a pretty dynamic passing game, and I look for it to continue to be that way.
Let's switch sides and let's talk about the running game. They're averaging 125 yards per game to this point, Colorado has one of the worst run defenses, the worst run defense in the country by far, actually. How much do you think that the Wildcats can take advantage of the Buffs up front and in the run game?
You know, Jake, honestly, I expect Arizona, and, you know, I don't mean this to sound rough, but offensively, I expect Arizona to kind of be able to do what they want. They've got a three-headed running attack with Michael Wiley, DJ Williams, and Jonah Coleman that they all bring something that's a little bit different. Two of them are obviously newcomers. I think one of my only criticisms of Jed Fish offensively is that I think he does tend to get away from the running game too quick. Against Colorado, this is the kind of game where I think that they need to stick with the running game because, you know, and just try to wear the Buffs down. Because Arizona, and I'm sure we'll get to the other side of the ball, Arizona's defense takes a back seat to nobody when it comes to bad defenses. So you want to keep that offense on the field for sure. But the running game's been solid. There's really no complaints about that. I think the only concern is they just need to stick with it more.
Well, then let's switch sides and let's talk about the Buffs defense, or I guess the Wildcats defense rather. Who are the most impactful players on this defense and who should CU be concerned about? I mean, the offense hasn't really been able to get any momentum going of late, but who should they be concerned about?
They should be Hunter Echols off the edge has been Arizona's best front six player. He's a USC transfer. He's probably one of the better linemen in the conference. I'm not sure that he's an all conference guy, but he's one of the better linemen. He's probably going to flirt with 7 or 8 sacks this year, which is something that Arizona generally never has. But he's very good. He's been every bit of what people I think were hoping for. Along the other line, Jalen Harris is solid. There's not really anything particularly dynamic from him from the end position, but he's been around for quite a while. And the two defensive tackles are pretty good. At the linebacker spot, though, it's a very porous unit. You got one guy, and then you've got a bunch of, you know, young players, got some roster filler in there. And that's where, if I'm Colorado, I'm looking to run right at Arizona. Because Arizona, like I said, Arizona's run defense is the last 2 weeks has given up, or the last 2 games has given up something like 500 plus yards on the ground.
I'll ask you this, and then we can switch roles here and you can ask me about the Buffs. Mm-hmm. Obviously Arizona, I mean, last year, 1-11, this year, you're already looking to go 3-2 against the Buffs. Just a dramatic turnaround and where the Buffs are in terms of their program and where they are just as a football team. How can the Buffs maybe steal some of what the blueprint was for Arizona over the last year in terms of just getting better and using the transfer portal to their advantage?
You know, and again, this is just from an outsider perspective. You would clearly know more about this than I would, but I would say I'd never really bought into Carl Durrell being the guy. You know, he just always kind of struck me as a journeyman. I think at a place like Colorado, at a place like Arizona, and again, Colorado has a much richer tradition, obviously, than Arizona. I mean, you guys won national championships and, you know, things like that. But I think you got to get somebody in there that really embraces the grind, that's got a dynamic factor to him. You always hear the name of like somebody like Eric Bieniemy brought up, or, you know, somebody that can get together and put together a staff full of recruiters that can bring in good players. That's what Jed Fish was able to do. He was able to bring in a staff that, you know, you got Pete Carroll's son, Brennan Carroll there. You've got all kinds of guys with a lot of name recognition and they're all tireless recruiters. And at places like Arizona, places like Colorado that don't have a lot of built-in advantages just from a talent base, you've got to be tireless in that aspect. And that's what I would look for if I were Colorado. Again, I've never really looked at Carl Durrell maybe as that guy. So if they do make a change, that's where I think you need to go. I think you need to find somebody dynamic that really embraces the grind of what Colorado football can be. Because, again, Colorado football can win. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So that's kind of where I would look. And the portal changes everything right now because you've got guys who can come in and play immediately. Arizona's been a big has really had an advantage in that way because Jaden Delora came in, Jacob Cowan came in, DJ Williams came in, Hunter Eccles came in. They were able to get five or six starters who have been high quality starters just out of the portal alone. And that's something you got to be able to take advantage of.
All right, I'll hand it off to you. Go ahead and fire away. Let's talk some buffs now.
Okay, cool. Now let's do offensively then for Colorado. I know that it's been a struggle, but where is there anybody out there that maybe you watch the Buffs and you say, all right, they really haven't shown what they could all do. They could maybe surprise some people. Is there that player out there? Are there multiple players? And if so, who would they be?
Well, interesting question, because we've seen just a real shift in what Carl Durrell is throwing out there in terms of the players. A lot of veterans were on this team, six-year, fifth-year seniors to start a season. Now you're seeing the Buffs turn to a lot of freshmen. Obviously, Owen McCown at quarterback, but we've seen a lot of freshmen coming out of the backfield. Last week, Charlie Offerdahl got the start over Deion Smith, who was the starting running back when Alex Fontenot was out against Minnesota. It seems something's going on in the program there, though. Deion Smith is seeming to lose favor within the coaching staff, and he's being shuffled behind Offerdahl. And then last week we saw a true freshman, Anthony Hinkerson, come out his first work for the Buffs. So those are some guys you need to watch in the running game. The passing game, I mean, it's just been rough all year.
Yeah.
Owen McCown's kind of got it going a bit the past couple of weeks. I mean, in Minnesota, it was the last drive of the game, but it was the best drive for the Buffs in that game. And last week you saw some of that momentum being built. In terms of receivers, RJ Sneed was a guy who came in from Baylor. He was injured coming into the year, so he was expected – I guess the expectations were a bit too high entering the season. He's working into a bigger role now, and we've seen him develop in terms of chemistry with the quarterbacks. Also, you have Jordan Tyson at wide receiver. He's another freshman. He's their second leading receiver at this point. He scored the most touchdowns for the Buffs so far. But their best receiver overall is probably Daniel Arias. He is one of those fifth-year seniors – a guy that just hasn't been able to completely put it together in all facets of the game, but he does show flashes at times. It's been rough for the Buffs offensively, though.
Man. Right, right. And is there any light at the end of the tunnel there? I know, you know, like you said, you mentioned kind of the last drive of game, playing some new guys, but is this going to be kind of the way it is offensively for Colorado pretty much all season, you think?
It's tough to say because this shift has really just started last week when they played UCLA. Obviously Arizona this week, but you have a bye coming up too. So I think that that's part of the factor being played in, just trying to see who you have and what talent is available on the roster really at this point. So hopefully that answers your questions in regards there.
What's the opinion in Colorado though, of, you know, of Carl Durrell, the future of the program, where people would like to go? What's just kind of that average feel?
It's very doom and gloom right now amongst the fan base and just really just amongst the program. Obviously, Coach Durrell said that they're not giving up. It seems like the players are still playing for him. He hasn't lost the locker room yet. But, I mean, there were chants breaking out in the first half of last week's game of fire Carl. Everyone is pretty unhappy with what's going on right now. And the product on the field has just been bad in almost all facets. So it seems like there will be a change at some point. We talked a bit about this on our Wednesday show. Because the Buffs have been blown out so much to this point, you have to wonder if they, I mean, they're 17 and a half point dogs, but if they lose this game by 25, 30 points again, and going into this bye week, you do have to wonder if this is Durrell's last game as a Buffs head coach.
Now, defensively then, obviously both teams, Arizona and Colorado, both obviously struggle against the run. Are there any playmakers on the defensive side of the ball that Arizona fans should be aware of?
Again, tough to say because we're seeing a lot of rotation coming in now. And this week, Durrell said you are going to see a shakeup in the front seven with the rotation of players. Josh Chandler Semedo was a transfer that came in from West Virginia. He was expected to, I don't want to say fill in for Nate Landman, but to step into his spot and at least carry on some of that production. He hasn't really done that to this point. He has the numbers, but when you look at it, from a down-to-down perspective, he just hasn't been able to deliver. Guy Thomas on the edge has been a guy that I think has flashed at times, but it seems that he may actually be falling out of favor with the coaching staff too. Quinn Perry's a team captain at linebacker. He's played well at flashes, especially against Air Force. This young secondary, though, has actually played pretty well given their experience. They've gone against some good receivers at TCU last week against UCLA. They have a big test ahead of them with Jacob Cowing, though, so we'll see how they hold up in that regard.
Now, and again, this is always a name that's been kind of bandied about. What is the feel amongst Colorado? Would they like to have Eric Bieniemy as their next coach if a change is made? I know that name's been thrown around there for years. Mm-hmm. What's the take on that?
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly a hot name, and he's been mentioned multiple times when Colorado has had an opening at the head coach. It's tough to say, though. I don't think that I think that the media and the fans have a different perspective and perception of Bieniemy than what those in football circles and around CU actually have. I think it's a stretch to say that Bieniemy is – he might get an interview, but to say that he's a true candidate for this job once it opens up again is a stretch, I believe. So
right.
It's tough to say exactly where they go. Troy Calhoun has been interviewed for this job before, so we'll see.
Yeah, and I've always thought that too. Like Bieniemy is he's a big name, obviously, but generally when a guy like that is kind of passed over and passed over and passed over, from an outsider perspective, you kind of wonder, all right, what are we missing here? Because again, he's the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, won the Super Bowl, but not really getting a lot of real play there. But I will say this: I'm a little older than you, but I will say that I remember when Colorado. When they were in the Big 12, and Colorado was one of the top 10 teams in the country. So, for about a 5-7 year period. So, I mean, Colorado can be good. I've been, it's a beautiful campus. I've always had a little bit of a soft spot for Colorado. And I am hoping that you guys get it back on track because again, it's a cool place for sure.
It's been tough, man. I mean, really just go back to last season and you can see where this all derailed. JT Shrout transferred in from Tennessee last offseason before the 21 season. He tore his ACL and that just wrecked this program and the trajectory of it from that point because you were forced into starting Brendan Lewis, who wasn't ready last year at quarterback. He did make some strides year over year this year to last year to this year. But it just hasn't been good enough. And so that's why you're seeing Owen McCown and a lot of these freshmen kind of step in. It does feel like this is really Durrell's last gasp at trying to get a hold on this job and retain it past this year or through this year even.
Right. All right, Jake, can we get a prediction? What do you got?
Man, in terms of the spread, I think I'd take Arizona to cover. I just have no faith in the Buffs. I do think it gets ugly again, though. I think that Jaden Delora and just what Arizona offers offensively is going to be too much. I predict something around 38-13 again. What about you, Mike?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was going to go 35-13. So great minds think alike on that one for sure.
Love to hear that. Keep it tuned here on DMVR Buffs and PHNX Wildcats as we cover this game and the season moving forward. We got basketball coming up, Mike. It's exciting for us because – obviously, the football team hasn't been bad, but you guys got quite a squad out there in Arizona, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're a basketball town for sure. You know, people always generally when September hits, people watch football just to get them through to basketball. So, that basketball runs Tucson, that's for sure. So it should be we got a red-blue scrimmage coming up Friday, which I would imagine will be sold out as it generally is. So, but yeah, it's going to be fun, though, for sure.
Love that. We'll get to some basketball coverage moving forward through the bye week for the Buffs. Also, let's do this again. When the Buffs
been my pleasure, man. You're making great moves out there. Big fan of your work, bud.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it so much. Thanks again, Mike.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thanks, man.
And there he goes. Thank you, Mike Luke, for joining us on the DMVR Buffs podcast, or I guess joining you on the PHNX Wildcats podcast. That was a lot of fun. We'll check in with Mike throughout the season, especially as we move towards basketball season. I know that's something that is coming up right now. We have a bye week coming up next week, and I think we're going to use that to our advantage to talk a little bit more CU hoops and give you guys a break from this football team. Before we get to our final segment, though, I want to shout out Green Mountain Dental. Green Mountain Dental has been a partner with DMVR from the beginning. They've had many of our own staff and customers convert over to Green Mountain Dental. You can head over. It's just 15 minutes from downtown in Lakewood. Check out Dr. Ben and his team. They have you covered from general dentistry, like regular cleanings, orthodontics, and wisdom teeth. Tell the team that DMVR Sports sent you and get a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment for new patients. If you mention DMVR Sports, you get a free set of bleach trays. That's a $350 value with a new patient cleaning, exam, and x-rays. To make an appointment or find more information, check out their website at greenmountaindentalgroup.com today. So some final thoughts on Arizona in this game coming up this weekend. Some things that maybe it's just some ways that you guys can set expectations for this weekend. One, it's all about Owen McCown. Owen McCown, if he plays well, that's probably the most encouraging thing for this team at the moment. If he's able to create some drives, especially early on, and dare I say, if Colorado is in this game and definitely within the spread for the first half, that's only 10 points, that would be something exciting, and it would already show week-over-week growth from Owen McCown. I'd also keep an eye out for the freshman wide receivers, particularly Jordan Tyson. There was an article that went up on the DMVR site just a couple days ago. We have quotes from Owen McCown and Jordan Tyson. These true freshmen are really going to be leading this team going forward, and I expect to see a lot of them break out at some point, Jordan Tyson being one of them. Maybe we see Anthony Hankerson or Charlie Offerdahl do the same also at running back. So just keep your eyes out for those guys. And then defensively, man, it's tough to say. I mean, this is a team, Arizona, they don't really run the ball particularly well or as well as some of these other teams that Colorado has faced to this point. Maybe this is an opportunity for a get-right game to tune things up on the defensive side of the football and reinforce that front seven, get back to being the strength that we thought you guys would be coming into the season. In terms of general expectations, I don't really know what to expect from this team with so much young talent playing right now. I expect to see Owen McCown move the ball a bit. I expect to see him struggle a bit. And if I'm being realistic, I would project that the defense is going to struggle a bit too. This is the first time the secondary will really have been tested, I think, this weekend with Jaden Delore and Jake McCowing. We'll see how that goes or if they decide to take advantage of the buffs down on the ground just like everyone else has to this point. But I'm going to wrap it up. We'll be back on Saturday evening. It'll be a Sunday morning podcast recapping the Arizona game. And then, of course, we have the bye next week. I'll iron out bye week plans, as I mentioned. We'll get into basketball a bit next week, too. So that'll be fun. Next week, we'll have some fun with the buffs and talk a lot about things that we haven't really gotten to this point. Check out the Twitter at @DNVR_buffs and at @JakeDNVR. Tons of content that just went up in the last 24 hours. Check out the free film room, too. Let me know what you guys think about the Buffs defense. There's also some Owen McCown stuff there. I already told you all about that, so I'll let you get to it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back after the Arizona game. Go Buffs.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.